David, I can't believe it's been 9 years. I was just thinking about this. Oh my goodness, it seems like we're getting older and older. Here we are.
Definitely, Nick, getting older and older. And I mean, no secret, I think you got a wedding coming up in about 9 days. So that's definitely a milestone of adult, being an adult. So I hope you have a fabulous wedding day. And really, I'm sure these next 9 days are going to feel like, you know, game day preparation for you. So good.
I appreciate it. You're the best. You're the best. Seriously, means the world to me. But let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for you guys, because I can't imagine what the excitement level is like for you to have your first game in more than 600 days.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been, an incredible journey. Not loss of life or loss of business, but these kids had a loss of identity in the pandemic.
Sure.
Without playing last year. And so, managing through that, I give the kids and the staff so much credit, so much resilience, and then being able to come back and do, not just what they love. Like I said, it's a piece of their identity. So excitement's really high, and it's going to be key for us to be able to channel that and keep our composure, but not lose that excitement and that passion on Saturday.
Can you kind of take me through what the last year and a half has been like in terms of not playing, in terms of, preparing for this season, in terms of, maybe even some of the off-season stuff you guys were or were not able to do?
Yeah, we had guidelines from the Ivy League.
Yep.
During the pandemic, but ultimately the Ivy League deferred to each institution, since it's kind of a localized issue in a lot of cases. And so we did the maximum that Cornell would allow us to do. And at times that was, only virtual. At times that was limited in-person physical activity. Last spring, it was full practices. And now this fall has been, returned to normal with some guidance, some mask guidance and so forth. But during the pandemic, I used the time to just try to think of things that I had done that I wish I had done differently, and kind of look at this as an opportunity, as like a restart or a second job, to change or to do things better than I had. And there was a group of kids on the team that just didn't feel like very connected to me, and didn't feel like I was doing a great job being a servant leader to them. And I really am thankful that they had the courage to tell me that. And so we worked at trying to build that relationship, build a brotherhood between our players, build trust between players and coaches, and really kind of had that as my central theme: is can I be committed to building trusting relationships with people in this program, and can people in this program be committed to the same thing? So really worked upon that. And then, we had 21 kids rearrange their life to come back as fifth years, or as I call them, super seniors, for this fall.
Yeah.
So our roster is huge. We have 135 guys. I signed 33 recruits. I didn't want to turn away anybody that wanted the chance to be part of the team, and had to make a few cuts last spring. But 135 guys, a lot of kids that believe, a lot of kids that enjoy playing, enjoy being part of Cornell football, and want to win. And so did a lot of things different this fall to manage that logistically. We would have two practices a day when the coaches would work both those practices, but the players would only come to one of them. And then that way we kind of got maximum opportunity to develop each kid's skill sets and learning of the schemes and the fundamentals, to re-acclimatize them to playing a collision sport. So at the forefront of my mind has been, how do you prepare a team to play a team that's played 11 games when we've played none since November 19 in a safe way? Right? So it's not just like, hey, do we know the plays? But it's like, retraining your body to block and tackle at high speeds in space. So those are the things that have kind of been different about our approach this year.
David Archer with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red football team, and they open up the season Saturday against VMI, 2 o'clock kickoff from Schoelkopf Field. You mentioned all of the seniors that you have on this year's roster, and you mentioned the number of fifth-year returners being 21. I mean, you've got to be thrilled that the Ivy League essentially agree to let this happen because, you know, I'm sure so many of those guys wanted to obviously end their careers, you know, under your leadership and as a part of this program.
Yeah, and this opportunity exists, you know, each year. What they did, Nick, is they took a semester off. So they either took off last spring or last fall, like they de-enrolled from school.
Yeah.
And so this fall is technically their eighth semester. And really happy the Ivy League, but also the credit really goes to Andy Noel, our athletic director. He was staunch in his stance to give kids that could do it the opportunity to come back and didn't limit my recruiting. He was really such a champion, as he's been for his entire career. I mean, I can't think of a guy who's a better athletic director, and Cornell is so lucky to have him in that leading role, and certainly our program is amongst all the programs here. And so just really thankful of the stance he took in a really hard time to be a leader, and I thought he did an amazing job, as he's done in his 20-plus year career.
Let's chat a little bit about what to expect from this team. And one thing that I noticed and saw a couple of days ago, it was announced that Lance Blass, the fifth-year linebacker, was chosen as the team's lone captain. But when you're talking about leadership, I'm assuming this guy goes above and beyond. What would you, attribute his character as, and how would you describe his play on the field? Because it's just tremendous out there.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal in all the areas. It's in the off season. It's in the film room. It's on the field. It's the respect from his play and from his actions. And it's interesting, when we vote for captain, I allow everybody to put down as many names as they think is worthy of being the captain. So I don't limit it. I don't say vote for one, vote for three, or vote for one offense, one defense. I just say if you think they're worthy. And then I kind of get the results, and I try to make cutoffs at natural breaks. And this is tricky in a good way, that we had a lot of guys get a lot of votes. So there's a lot of guys that people look at as leaders on this team. Lance was the only player to get more than 50% of the vote. And so that's why he's the lone captain for the first time in Cornell history in a long time. But we have a lot of other guys that also have leadership quality, but it was obvious that Lance was looked at by most everyone.
What's his skill set like? How would you describe that, especially now that he's in his fifth year?
He'll show up and be dependable, number one. You can count on him to bring energy and production to a lift, to a meeting, to the practice, to a game. Right? He then also has the wherewithal to think big picture. So much like one of his predecessors, Jelani Taylor, who was an amazing captain, right? He'll handle his own business. Right, but also he'll be able to have the perspective of a big picture and be able to think more like a coach or more like a leader without sacrificing his own role. Right, so some guys will say, oh, we should do this, we should do that, we should do this, but they're not handling their own role. Right, and then you really lose a lot of credibility when you do that.
Yeah.
Lance handles his job and then is able to use a big picture thinking to like make others better as well, and I think that's one of his really good skill sets.
We were just talking yesterday with Richie Kenny, who's going to be your starting quarterback for this season, and he feels like he's grown a lot since, you know, his junior campaign, and obviously senior year. Well, his what would have been his real senior year was wiped out because of the pandemic. How have you seen him grow, and what sort of expectations do you have for him?
I want and expect Richie Kenny to be himself and have fun. He makes really good decisions. He's got a live arm. He loves the game. And that's what I want him and his teammates to do. I think that there could be a potential obstacle with our super seniors or with any of our guys on our team that we finally get to play and we go out there and we try to play perfect. Right? We've been waiting so long for this opportunity. Oh, my gosh, well, here's this game. It's my super senior year, and I came back and I rearranged my life. Blah, blah, blah. I better do this. I better do that. Whew. I want them to just quiet all that nonsense chatter and go out there and play the game they love. That will produce the results they're looking for. But the self-talk or the self-expectations or the self-pressure really can do no good unless they feed off of that positively, right? Like, you know, if they take that stuff and that causes them, great. But this idea of like, oh, I better this, I better that. Hey, man, we had something that we love taken away from us, right? Let's go let it rip. We get to do it, right? There was a time, honestly, during the pandemic, I thought, I wonder if this will ever happen again. Like, I wonder if football will happen, right? So now with an opportunity to do it, man, I'm not going to let this come and go and not have a great time and not be the best version of myself because I'm worried about what somebody else expects me to be.
Yeah.
So if Richie Kenny's listening, those are my expectations.
Love it. David Archer with us here on ESPN Ithaca, head coach of the Cornell Big Red football team, as the Big Red gets set for the season opener against VMI at Schoelkopf Field on Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'm wondering if, you know, the way that you guys ended 2019 was obviously tremendous with those big wins. Does momentum carry over from 2019 into 2021, even though there was like kind of a gap year, or is it kind of a clean slate? Like what are your thoughts on that, and what is the approach on that? Because obviously a lot of the guys that were on that 2019 are back for another year.
I think the momentum of those wins is what caused 21 kids to want to come back.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that you could attribute to it. I think now it is irrelevant. And I'd like to continuously get better and grow. Made so many mistakes over my 8 seasons. But I was watching a clip on Nick Saban, and you really can't go wrong watching a clip on that guy. And he was talking about how the focus for him is how does he make himself and his team not let any external factor influence their ability to be their best and get better in each moment. The scoreboard, what people think, what should happen, where you're ranked, are you an All-American preseason, this, that, and everything. All those things are external, right? So whether we ended the season great, bad, momentum, where what really matters when the play is called on Saturday at some point in the game is, are we present enough and dialed in enough to ourselves to be the very best we can on that play? If we're up 50, down 50, all of that's irrelevant. Can we block out that external factor and let nothing else dictate what we do except our own attitude towards it?
Obviously, you don't have to show all your cards when it comes to previewing the game against VMI on Saturday. But, you know, in order for you guys to come out on top, well, you know, what's that going to have to look like? What do we expect to see from the team this Saturday?
Well, VMI is really good, right? So they're ranked top 25 in the country.
Right.
They won their conference championship last year. They have the returning offensive and defensive player of the year in their conference. Their coach was the national coach of the year, multiple award-winning national coach of the year last year. The key to us, as I've referenced it a couple of times in this interview, the key to us is to be able to keep our composure. Don't let any external things dictate what we're going to do. And then how fast can we get to game speed? Those two things will be the biggest factor and have a biggest impact on the scoreboard for us on Saturday. This team's played 11 games since November of 2019. We played zero. And even if we had played some in the spring, they have 2 games right now. Nothing is game speed. Nick, there was a year we boarded buses. I got Columbia to meet us in Albany on Labor Day weekend. We scrimmaged Columbia, who's another Ivy League team, you know, live reps, et cetera, and still in our first game, it took us a while to get the game speed. That's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
And so for me, offense, defense, whether we're going to blitz or throw the ball, whatever we're going to do there, the overarching key to this is being able to keep our composure in a great way. That means not play emotional, but that means not let those emotions overtake us, right? And how quickly is it going to take us to get the game speed?
Great answer. Dave, as always, we really appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time. Go get them out there on Saturday, rooting for you guys, okay?
I really appreciate it, Nick. Have a great day.